How are you doing? Are you bowing down to the enemy so many different ways in your life? Worship your Lord and serve Him only. Examine yourself. Examine your heart this new year and say, Lord, show me areas that I need to change and that you need to cleanse me from all of my impurities, from all my idols, from all of the things that I do wrong. Father, forgive me. Remove the strongholds that have come into my life. Remove the habits and all the things that I keep doing wrong. Lord, break the chains, the bondage that I'm in. And God can do it. Dear Stander, He is going to go and break the chains of sexual immorality, adultery from your spouse. Then He can touch you. You've got to remember, do you believe in the power of God? We need to believe in the power of God. We need to believe in the Word of God to understand these scriptures. When you start to read them and you put them together and you start to understand what the Lord is telling us, Jesus spoke the Word of God and defeated the enemy. Does that give you a principle? Does that give you a lesson today? Speak the Word of God when the enemy comes against you. One of the principles we talked about just a few moments ago was put on the armor of God daily. Pray a hedge of protection over you. Put a wall of fire around you. Throughout the Bible, there are different things that shows us. Our book, The Spiritual Journey Toward a Healed Marriage, explains all about the steps and the principles and the precepts of standing for your marriage. If you want to know what your prodigal is thinking and doing, then The Prodigal Perspective, written by Bob, answers many, many questions of what happens, what is the prodigal thinking and doing, and when they do this, what does that mean? Bob shares from his heart on The Prodigal Perspective. We can't talk to every person anymore because of our growth, but we certainly can write in these books all our personal testimony, and it also takes the Word of God and applies it to your heart that I did not do when Bob and I were having marriage problems. I did not know due to lack of knowledge. We need to remember Jesus spoke the Word of God. That is why that I am always saying, know the Word of God so you can speak the Word of God. As an example, greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. It says exactly in 1 John 4:4, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one that is in the world. So that's the scripture that you can say, greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. You can take that scripture and come against the enemy by speaking the Word of God. And another scripture that you can use is so powerful as John 8:32, and it says, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Verse 32, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And we need to understand that that is what our prayer is, that our spouses, our children, our loved ones will know the truth, and the truth will set them free. It's not anything you and I are going to do, but we're going to be praying the Word of God, which is God's truth, and which are God's principles, and the truth is going to set them free. You need to pray specifically. You need to pray directly. You need to aim your weapon at the enemy and shoot at it correctly with the proper weapon.